What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. My name is Jay. I'm desperately seeking a PlayStation 5. Drop me a direct message if you got one. We'll be ready for it. This is my buddy Dan. All he wants for Christmas is our Instagram account back. And guess what? He's willing to spend my money doing it. So, like, exactly. What do you say, Dan? Oh, man. Do we wear matching shirts again?
$2,020. Now, mine's black.
Okay.
There's nothing on mine.
All right. Well. So, what's up, Danny boy? How you been, buddy?
I'm good. We got, I'm excited for today. We got a fresh face and a woman wearing a very fresh hat.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Yes, and the reigning Connect Four champion of the world. Right here. That's me.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, we'll talk about that some. Thanks everybody who's joining us on Periscope and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube Live until we get kicked off one of those and then just go to one of the other ones that I mentioned.
Yep. Whatever you do, don't go to PlayStation Direct because they apparently don't have any units to be able to sell anybody.
Dude, enough about your PlayStation. I mean, it's like that you're never going to get.
Dude, it's going to happen, Dan.
You're going to be on eBay.
It's going to be a Christmas miracle. A Christmas miracle, Dan.
Christmas miracle would be getting our Instagram back and a fucking vaccine and this fucking shit going
away. Wait for it, buddy, because you just got one of your Christmas miracles, man. It sounds like we're slowly getting back into, you know, back into action. I don't know. I'd say that we sound hopeful for like maybe the, you know, second quarter of next year. So I can't go much longer without Exotica because if I do, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know. You know what, Jay? Nobody wants to fucking listen to us, and we took too much time noodling around here. So you know what? We should bring in our guest. I want to bring our guest. All right, so people, check this out. We have superstar and a superstar in the making. So our first guest has millions of fucking followers all over social media. Emphasis on fucking. The Latina wonder, the one and only Miss Nikki Delano, and a woman who's only been in the business for, what was it, 2 months?
60 days, baby.
60 days?
Yeah. Yep.
And we will welcome the one and only, and soon to be heard from around the world, Jamie Jett. What's up, ladies? How you doing?
Welcome.
Thank you.
I just realized that Nikki is the most distracting guest that we ever have on this thing because all I'd end up doing is like watching her gyrate and lick fingers and do all the things that she does. At least this time she's not in a bikini by poolside.
We can't hear you. You got to unmute her, Jay.
She has muted herself. So. I don't know, you gotta
hit the mute button, Nikki.
Hit the mute button, Nikki. Here we go. You don't need to hear that.
Hit the mute button on and off on your device.
How long do we think it'll take until she? Okay, so we'll just.
Did she hear us?
No,
Nikki.
Maybe Nikki. You hear us?
Nikki.
She's just gonna be there. She'll be the silent part of this, and we'll just go with Jamie. Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
That she's still muted. Hold on.
Okay.
Guests have muted themselves.
Button on and off.
She's on your screen.
Or
she could not. She could just stay here doing this. I mean, I think that our view count might be just as well off. Oh, here she comes. Yep.
Wait, she's hitting it and she's turning it on and off.
Oh, she's going to click that button. That I can tell. Jamie, what did I tell you before we went on here? I said, what can go wrong will go wrong. That's been like our motto since we started Exotica TV.
Nikki,
like,
can you hear us? Nope. What the hell?
Well, we should all turn our mics off and gyrate, clearly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I could probably do that for like at least the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so we're waiting for Nikki to, I don't know, what's going on, Nikki?
She's going to do it. She's going to click that button.
She's sticking out her tongue, sort of.
In between the gyrations.
She's clicking the button, but it's not working. It still says you're muted, Nikki.
This is tech support with... Oh, wait. Nope. Now she's unmuted. Nikki, she's can unmuted? We hear you? Say something.
I want to ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
I can't hear. All right, wait. I'm going to call her on the phone. Wait, watch this.
This.
Hold on.
I don't know. We could just do the show like this. I'm cool. Like, wait, Jamie, we'll talk and, you know.
Yeah.
We're calling Nikki.
I can hold hear on. Her now. Can she hear us?
No, that's the phone.
So, Jamie, we're going to let Dan figure this out. You and I, just you.
Oh. You guys talk.
See, now Nikki. I can hear her.
Yeah.
No, because you're hearing her on my phone.
No, I hear her.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Tell her to turn the volume up.
Now we can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Tell her to turn the volume up.
I can't hear anything.
Turn the volume up. Your volume up on your thing.
It is. It's all the way up.
Is her, are her AirPods still connected to it? This is tech support on Exotica TV.
I mean, we can hear her perfect.
How about now?
I can hear you perfect.
I can hear you perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I don't hear you at all, though. That's the only thing.
I can hear you.
I don't hear you guys at all.
So maybe your AirPods aren't working right. Let's just go through your speaker and your computer.
Huh?
Put the AirPods away.
What'd you say?
Put the AirPods away.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if the speaker works. Okay. So, Jamie, how you doing?
Oh, wait, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I hear you.
It's a Christmas miracle.
You're on my AirPods. Yay. Okay,
We're on our AirPods, that's ladies and gentlemen.
That's where we all went. Okay.
Here we go.
That was it.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Take two.
I don't know if you heard it, Nikki.
No,
so Jamie's only been in the business for 60 days. Jamie's only been in the business for 60 days.
What is going on in this world?
You know, we've been asking ourselves that for the last 9 months.
I don't know what's going on.
So, Jay, you want to hear something? So Jamie's publicist told me that she watched like the last episode or one of the episodes of this. Just to see what this thing was like.
Right.
Was it anything like this, Jamie?
No, there was no gyrating on the Kate Kennedy episode that I remember.
Okay.
I'm dying.
Oh man, she was great, by the way. What are, like,
oh yeah.
She was hilarious.
Who was Kate on with? Was that with Ginger Lynn?
It was with Ginger Lynn and the dude that stuck his tongue to the
I still don't hear anything at all. Nothing.
She can't
at
hear
all.
Us.
Really?
Still nothing.
Well, what happened to hearing us?
Oh.
I hear nothing.
Wait, I'm going to tell her.
Bruh.
Oh.
Try not using the AirPods.
I love you guys, but I don't hear anything.
We love you too.
Should I tell her just to dance?
Don't know what to tell. Yeah, tell her to gyrate, and we're just going to continue on a conversation.
I don't hear anything.
I sent her a text message to try not using the AirPods.
That's cool. I can actually just mute her. Like, that makes it easier. All right, cool. So, anyways, Jamie, thanks for joining us. We're just to pay attention to the gyrating lady over here in the corner that I'm sure other people will. Man, Dan.
I'm out of my flow, dude.
This year is going to end the same way it started.
She's calling me.
I'm just going to mute her. You guys talk amongst yourselves until she can hear us. Crazy. So I honestly, Jamie, I'm trying to think with all the, you know, we've done a ton of these shows over the course of time. I'm gonna mute Dan too. You know what? It's just gonna be the Jamie and Jay show. What do you say? You ever been a co-host? Because that's about what's gonna happen. So
perfect.
I out of all the guests that we've had on Exotica TV, I'm trying to remember.
They're now on your computer.
Oh my god. Whether I think you might be the newest comer. Of everybody. So you're like 60 days into this. What was the process before that? Like, so before actually making like the jump and having your first day in the business or whatever, was it a long interest in adult that kind of got you there? Was it like a random occurrence? Like what happened?
Honestly, it was a lot of threesomes at punk rock shows, like in the mosh pit.
Threesomes in a mosh pit?
Getting into porn.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that was in San Francisco, right? That's what you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right on. And then, what?
Try unmuting her and see if it's just better now.
Can you hear us now? Can she hear us? Can she hear us?
Talk again.
Hello, hello. Hi, Nikki. How's it going?
Nope, not working.
For a second, I heard something, and then after that, I haven't heard anything, so...
In her headphones or no headphones?
Oh, we got no headphones now.
Oh my god!
I take them off. Remember?
Okay. So
well, I don't know what to do here, Nick.
I don't know. Okay, how about this? Let's just reboot one more time, and then
you do that. We'll hold our space.
Work, then. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. No. Restart it.
Start.
Let me little technical support. Restart. Reboot. Reboot. All right, she's gone. There, we'll figure this out. Oh, now I got Dan. Dan, there you go.
Nah, I muted myself.
I'm like, dude, oh my God, the whole thing's falling apart. Like, it's this. I give up.
Thank you for calling tech support.
Oh, wait, now she's back again. Tell me you hear me.
I can hear you guys.
You can. We did it.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh my God.
All right. That was hard. Okay. I gave you guys booty for the meanwhile because I couldn't hear and you guys couldn't hear me. So these are ramen noodle booty shorts that I'm wearing.
Recognize that.
Some ramen noodle sockies.
Wow, she's straight ramen noodle.
Exactly. I just want to look sexy.
I'm so happy that everybody can hear us now.
Nikki, meet Jamie. Jamie's only been in the business for 60 days.
How many?
60. Nice. Like 2 months.
Congratulations. Congrats, girl. I just tagged you also to get some more followers.
So, I missed part of the conversation. So, Jamie, so you got into the business because you were into punk rock and orgies?
Yes, I started with mosh pit orgies. Yes, mosh pit orgies.
I want to hear about this.
To me, what is mosh pit orgies first?
Please explain.
Well, the mosh pit at like a rock and roll show is like the crowd up front where everyone's dancing and slamming their bodies into each other, and it's, you know, it's not traditionally like a sexy thing, but my favorite thing to do was go make out with people in the mosh pit, and you know, it's a slippery slope from that to having sex.
Watch out! Watch out, people! Don't go into those mosh pits and make out because you know.
So from there, it just happened, like the whole, like the whammy, bam, bam.
Right there.
Yeah. The girls wear skirts and the guys just unzip and do the business.
All of a sudden, this just turned in from punk rock to gangbangs in a mosh pit.
Orgies and group sex.
Yeah, I like it.
Have you? So, Jamie, so you've obviously taken part in many orgies, correct?
Yeah, I actually was organizing one for this year. Pre-COVID, I was planning a 100-person orgy up in the California Redwoods, which was going to be fucking amazing. And I'm
literally
going to have to reorganize when we can have giant sex parties again. But I was like, well, I can't have the orgies. Porn is like the next logical step, I guess.
So did you know anybody in the business like when you made the jump, or was it just like a random, like, sent an email in, or how did that happen?
I sent nudes to the agency I wanted to work with and they called me back and I was like, this is the best day of my life. I'm honored to be here. So
what agency is that?
I was gonna ask the same question. Yeah. What agency are you with? The agency.
I'm with LA Direct.
Oh, okay, with Derek. Nice. Awesome. He's tough for you to work, but he'll get you work, definitely. He grooms his girls very well.
Clearly you know Derek very well.
Very well.
When you talk to him, doesn't he sound like what's the baby, Stewie? Does he sound like Stewie on Family Guy when you talk to him?
Kind of. Hello,
Jamie. How are you?
The thing I love about Derek has always been like he's just he'll tell you exactly how he feels at any given moment in the day. You know, like there's never a question as to like how he feels about anything because he's just going to tell you, you know, like, which is
drink, by the way,
honestly, what's that? Are you drinking?
I need a drink after that whole thing before.
Holy shit, man. I'm thinking like we should become tech service people in the off time until Exotica comes back because
I have one right over here.
That was impressive.
It was impressive.
See, so the last time that we had Nikki on, it was poolside. She had one of those giant Connect 4 games out there, and she was in a little bikini.
Oh, yeah.
And I beat Dan's ass in Connect 4. Oh. Like, just, I mean, it wasn't even pretty. It was like a serious hardcore beatdown.
I forgot what winner win.
I think for us it was just bragging rights, because I haven't let him live it down since it happened.
Because he usually loses every time to me on everything that we do.
It's true,
dude. Double Dragon, Street Fighter, or whatever. What was that game that we played?
We went to an arcade. We played Double Dragon. I talked all kinds of shit, and then Dan stomped me in every fucking game. Like it was.
Oh man.
Yeah.
We went to something else. Then we went on to like Donkey Kong or fucking whatever. It was like some classic video arcade that had bar place in Ohio. The highlight of our Columbus, Ohio trip.
You guys are awesome.
Oh man, yeah. Now they're mad. Let's just say there aren't a lot of highlights in a Columbus, Ohio. So it's just, you know, yeah.
So, Jamie, you haven't been to an Exotica yet, but Nikki's been to many Exoticas in the past.
I love Exotica. I'm so sad that COVID hasn't gone on, but I'm sad. I really miss Exotica. Like, I love Exotica, and I'm so sad this year, you know, because of this drastic change in our lifestyle where we can't really go out to functions or anywhere.
It's crazy.
So hopefully next year there better be some Exoticas going down, because
when we can do them, they will be all over. There will be, you'll be so sick of Exotica by the time that we can come back and do this thing that, like, I mean, it's weird for us. I can speak for myself in saying that this is the first year of my life since I was 22 that I haven't produced a single trade show in a year. You can tell by these gray hairs that was a long time ago. So, you know, it's pretty wild.
This is the first time in my adult life that I haven't been anywhere. Mm. Like, I have not left the fucking state.
Yeah. I left one time, and to go to, I think it was Ohio. I can't remember. I got to look that up, but I think it was Ohio.
Jamie, have you been out and about during coronavirus at all, or have you been able to travel, or are you pretty much stuck where you are?
Just for porn. I've been back and forth between Vegas and LA so many times in the past 2 weeks that I feel like I'm living on an airplane right now. But
it was Oklahoma,
Ohio. Like, I mean, really, what's the difference?
Oklahoma. Yeah, OKC.
Is that where you got your Hunter Orange baseball hat or winter hat?
No, the company's called Slush. I don't know. It's a very provocative word, but if you read the cap, it says
suck me.
Yeah, I have them in every color, and I love the hat.
I'm gonna get that for Dan for Christmas.
Are they any way interested in buying an upstart T-shirt merchandising company called Mr. Zilla?
Oh, too early, Dan.
We'll sell it to them for a very fair price. So we've been trying to get everybody up to speed here. So, Mr. Zilla, there's Mr. Zilla.
There it is.
But we started when coronavirus first happened, Jamie. So we used to do the Exoticas, right? We still do the Exoticas, but we haven't had an Exotica Expo. And this was going to be our 15th year of doing them. And we were getting ready to produce our 40-something show. And anyway, so we haven't been able to do that. So then we started doing these, like, you know, Exotica TV things. So if anybody wants to see the early days of Exotica.tv, go to Exotica.tv on your web browser. And you can check out all sorts of fun.
Your microphone doesn't even need to work.
Yeah, it was good. So, I mean, it was, you know. It was interesting. We had Spotlight, which is, you know, focuses on stars like Nikki. We had Fork You, which is our cooking show.
Yep.
We did Hot Yoga with Sarah J.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
We did. What else did we do?
It was actually a lot of fun, man. Like, I mean, doing the shows were a lot of fun. Putting them together and getting people there and getting everything working and figuring all that shit out, that was not fun. Like, I have a newfound respect for anybody that produces content, whether online or, you know, TV, radio, whatever. That shit's fucking hard, man. You know, it's
speaking of producing content, and watch us put our journalism degrees to work here. Jamie, you're launching your OnlyFans in January, correct?
Yeah, I'm currently trying to stock up the content library, get all the niches in there.
So what you're saying is there's a lot of nudity that goes on a daily basis in your apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I was shooting content. I had to, like, hide all the dildos and butt plugs before I got on the live stream here because that's been my whole day. Yeah.
Very smart. Jay's hiding his butt plug now in his butt.
Oh, it's actually deep. It's hidden very deep. Yeah. It's Friday though, so you know, I mean
more like Fry
Yay. Yay.
Yay.
I love that. I did miss you all because that day we had pool and we had that was some fun times.
Did I mention that I beat Dan's ass in Connect Four? Because that was a lot of fun too.
Like five times already about that.
Okay, just making sure. I'm just making sure I got my bases covered.
Jamie's going to school for law, right? For political science.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah, poli sci.
And you're almost done. You're.
My nipple kept coming out.
Oh yeah.
Remember the nipple? The one nip asked me, correct?
I mean,
that may or may not have been shown. Yes.
What's a nipple here?
That may or may not have gotten kicked off of YouTube.
What's a nipple between friends?
Oh my God, what's a third
nipple? Have you guys ever seen a third nipple in person?
Yes. Yeah, I've met someone with four nipples.
Four?
With four nipples.
No. Dude, that is a motherfucking overachiever right there.
Right? Yeah.
Were they all like relative to where his real nipple, like his actual nipples were, or were they he or she? Were they just like randomly placed?
They were just like, you know, like two here, just symmetrical.
Like two here, two there. Down in this like stomach kind of area?
Yep.
Did they like was you to guy? Like flick them or anything? Or like...
This was not someone whose nipples I was like in a habit of flicking anyway, so I'm not sure.
But, okay.
Yeah.
So many questions.
Two tattoos? Or they're all real?
No, they were nipples.
They were real.
Like, no, I know because you can tattoo nipples. So I was thinking maybe two were real and two were tattoos.
Oh, no. We're talking like real nipples.
Yeah.
Jamie's friends don't mess around. None of this tattoo fake nipple shit.
Yeah. But so Jamie, you're like three, 10 years now. In February, it'll be 10 years. So I've been doing Exotica ever since I started in the industry. My first year, I was a redhead.
So 10 years ago,
I remember.
I should go back through our old photos and like pull some. 10 years ago, 2010. We were doing like L.A., Chicago.
What was your first show? Miami.
It was 2011. Okay. And I think
Miami Beach.
My first one was it was L.A.
Yeah.
And then I did Miami.
Yep. Well, you're. I mean, and you spent a lot of time in Miami. Did you live in Miami at a point?
No. Why do people think that?
I don't know. I always feel like you. In my head, you were always associated to Miami.
It's because I shot a lot for Bang Bros.
Probably.
And I was contract star for Bang Bros. Mm-hmm. I was shooting so much for Bang Bros. I was out there constantly, and also go. Also, Veronica Rodriguez, one of my friends, mm-hmm. you know, she lives out there. So, you know, we were shooting a lot together as well. So,
by the way, speaking of like adult news, did you guys hear about the whole Pornhub thing that's come down in the last like day or two with their credit card processing and that stuff?
Wait, so, what happened?
Visa and MasterCard are dropping Pornhub. So they're no longer going to be able to accept Visa or MasterCard. Which is interesting because I wonder if it relates to just that specific business or if it relates to their umbrella business. And obviously, you know, the owners of Pornhub, mm-hmm. like if they that's can't take credit cards anymore or, you know, Visa or MasterCard, I mean, it's going to be
it's always Amex.
There's always mm-hmm. Amex, but who, you know, most Discover. Random people down the street, you know, walking down the street don't have Amex. Discover. I mean, it'll be a good thing for crypto, that's for sure, because I'm sure
actually, you know what? You're actually right.
Yeah.
Let's go buy some crypto, Jay.
Dan, no, we have crypto. We have it. And that's why
I buy crypto.
We're slowly becoming rich over here because we started asking, not really asking, but like, hey, if you want to donate to Exotica TV when we're doing this, yeah, begging, pleading, I don't know, however you want to put it. And we collected a whopping, I want to say the total, Dan, was like what?
$88.
$110 because we had that one show at Christie that people just started donating money and it was like random. A whole $30 additional. So I took all of that.
The Great Sarah Vandella one.
And I took all of that and I secretly put it into Ethereum, a cryptocurrency. And so far, Dan, we are up a whopping 16% and have like $155. So probably soon we should be able to retire.
My Apple stock is up like 300%.
Shut up, Dan. I don't want to talk about Apple. Apple's not sexy. Cryptocurrency's sexy. Anyway, so what does that mean? Like, if it's crazy.
Well, when we think about it. All right, so here, follow my logic here, right? I'm like Dr. Ken on fucking The Masked Singer right here. So listen to my...
The fact that you could even have any reference to The Masked Singer is just terrifying to me. Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Fuck you. You watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Shut up. I know. Whatever.
I hate that show. I'm sorry. I don't like
it. I've grown to hate it now. Because you and everybody else love it. Anyway. All right. So here's my logic. All right. Check it out. So
go for it.
The adult business, you know, has pretty much driven, like, technology and things over the course of time.
Right.
So it was... The whole thing, the adult business is what settled the debate between Beta and VHS when porn studios did only VHS, right? The porn business was the first ones that really embraced video, like, CD-ROMs.
Yep.
And then also embraced, like, streaming video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shout out to our very first presenting sponsor in Hot Movies back in 2006.
Can be seen on any Ron Jeremy stock photo. About his arrest, but that's a whole nother thing. But anyway, adult like was really the one to really the whole DVD thing. Adult started Blu-ray. Really, was adult movies were showed up on Blu-ray before anything else really did. So, with that in mind,
we're going to be rich, Dan. Is that what you're trying to come down to?
No, I'm going to go buy, dude. I've been against the whole cryptocurrency thing. No matter what wing nuts like yourself and other people that I know,
thank you,
have tried to talk me into it.
Yep.
You know, it's like the same person trying to explain to me why they think Trump is not a fucking evil ass puppet asshole.
Are you a Biden fan? That's just me saying that.
So I apologize to any of you guys if you're a Trump fan. But that's just my whole thing on here. And anyway, so I just think, like, crypto might be a good thing now.
I don't think anybody's a fan of Biden. I just think that they're not a fan of Donald Trump. I think that's probably the move. But anyways, let's not get into this. So we've already, the election is passed. Let's not. I've had enough of this. I'm electioned out, man. I just need to, like, let's talk about Pornhub and cryptocurrency. And all the,
you know, I'm Vivid as well. And I hate talking about politics because it's such a great topic, but it gets everybody going and everyone gets mad. That's it. There's no in-between, happy, sad. It's always mad.
Yeah.
It's always mad. Well, just like real quick, and again, I don't really care one way or the other. Nikki, were you Trump or Biden, if you don't mind asking?
I was.
Why are we talking about this?
Dude,
there you go.
Jamie, what...
I sleep with people on both sides of the aisle, so this can't be
bad. Right answer. That's okay. I don't know what kind of path you're leading us down, Dan, but I don't want to go down it. Like,
Jave, you spewed more fucking anti-Trump. I know, stuff
but I'm done with it. I'm done. The election happened.
We were talking before the show today, right? And we were talking about how it's kind of interesting that, you know, the adult business, which is, you know, a non-conservative. You know,
obviously, I mean, you're built in liberal. I mean, you have to be,
right? But the number of right wing, like, seriously, like,
right wing supporters in general, whether you're right wing or not, like,
talk about sex.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's talk about what was the the quote. Jamie is an enthusiastic newcomber with a ravenous sexual appetite. I think that's a way better direction, Dan. So
short term goal, she says, is, quote, to be in a lot more foursomes. So she's skipping back over the threesome into the foursome.
Oh, nice.
So let me ask you this. Like, I mean, obviously, the overwhelming theme to what we've talked to Jamie about is group sex at a point, right? Like, this is where so that's your thing.
Yes. I had a foursome on set yesterday, and then I had a threesome after set yesterday. Just theoretically.
So there you go.
You know. Just kind of horrible.
By the way, that annoying sound in the background is Jay's fucking phone.
I'm turning it off
all the time. It's annoying. Whatever. Anyway, Nikki, have you ever been in what's the most people you've been with at once in a scene?
Oh, yeah. I've been in a gangbang for Elegant Angel, and it was five dudes. So they're great dudes. It was Mick Blue, Danny Mountain, Mr. Pete, Marcus Dupree, and John Strong. and they manhandled me, and it was the best of my life. You guys are amazing.
Okay, so, and Jamie, because I have a lot of questions about this, because I'm thoroughly interested. Jamie,
yeah, thoroughly high now.
How about you? I mean, now, you've only shot for a while, but like, I mean, it sounds to me like, first of all, if you're living in San Francisco and you're out there, like, you know, in the scene, you had to be to some crazy scenes and situations.
Yes.
Do anything? And what comes to mind? What's your like your go-to?
Well, if we're talking crazy San Francisco sex stories, there was a particularly noteworthy threesome in a like illegal speakeasy. This was a like fantastic concert venue, like part indoor skate park, part concert hall, and then if you slid the wall to the side, there was, you know, a prohibition style speakeasy bar with like a big pool table that was never level, that was just the place to fuck. Like this pool table just existed for people to have sex.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, this place was like not up to like legal code. So the owner had all kinds of weird stuff on property, including a giant rattlesnake that he kept in a cage behind the bar.
Okay.
Just for fun. And he would take the rattlesnake out of the cage sometimes and hand it around just like to scare everyone, because that was just the kind of guy he was.
Because that's what they do in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what they do in San Francisco. Exactly. So one time I was having like a threesome on this pool table in this venue. We got a big concert going on. The place is packed. And then the generator blows out. And so suddenly this like 300 person venue is just like plunged into darkness, and I'm like naked on the pool table. And the first thing that I hear when the lights go out is someone goes, "Fuck, I dropped the snake." And I was just butt ass naked.
Stay on the pool table. Don't get off the pool table. Like,
yeah.
So how long were you in the dark before like the lights turned back on?
Oh, it was like an hour. Honestly, we didn't know what else to do, so we just kept fucking. It was, you know.
This girl's Dan. She's got all the answers. Do you realize this? Like, that's now let me ask you.
I just texted Jay. You remind me, and I don't know if you're, what's the girl's name that was the one, she was in American Pie?
The one time in Bandcamp Girl?
Yeah.
But she wasn't, Jamie's way hotter than that. I mean, like, that girl was unassuming because she, no, not at all.
I have an actual like pool table story. So I went to Jamaica with Fan Centro, and there was a bunch of models there. It was a nude resort. So thinking myself with another girl, we can fuck wherever we want to fuck. So we were fucking on a pool table, and people were shaming us for fucking on the pool table. This is an adult resort. It's a nude resort. And so
what were they giving you a hard time because you were like going to mess up the pool table?
No, it's because there was.
We just had that pool table leveled. What are you doing? Get your penis out of her.
No idea, but two girls fucking each other on a pool table. Yeah. You guys should be clapping. For
yeah,
us.
There shouldn't be any. There's no real reason to complain on something like that. I don't think.
Yeah,
no,
there's like a lesson to be learned from there. Yeah.
What's that?
Never eat off of a pool table.
I probably wouldn't do that to begin with. No.
So you know what? So. We've come to a little segment in our show here, which just because the questions are abound here, and my girlfriend Kathy,
hey, look, we just got $10.
Whoa, nice!
Hey, all right, GM Frosty, killing it! Thank you, dude. We're gonna invest right this more in cryptocurrency, and we're gonna be rich, and then we're not gonna do the show anymore, and you're gonna wish that you never donated.
Yes.
But anyways, Dan, go ahead.
Anyway, so my lovely girlfriend Kathy. Not involved in the business, you know, a little bit curious about different things. So maybe you guys can answer a question that she had. So her question this week was, and this is a good segue that Nikki's doing there. Her question is, have you had butt sex and do you actually enjoy it?
All right.
Does anybody enjoy anal? So,
what's this question for?
That's both this of is you. This is a civilian.
It's not for me or not for Jay.
I mean, I can give you my. I'm happy to give you my opinion on it. You know, but more pitching than catching. But you know,
I
either
like
way.
Penetration versus just plain anal sex, because I feel like it feels better when there's a dick in the pussy and a cock in the ass. I feel like anal's great. It's a little bland, but I prefer it in. You know, and
it's great as a secondary orifice. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, the woman's talking. Be quiet.
What kind of makes sense. Yeah, I prefer a cock in each hole. For me, it's more gratifying than just anal sex. I love anal sex, but I double love double
so
penetration.
So what you're saying, Nikki, is just summation here. One in the pink, one in the stink, same time.
Yes.
Exactly. All absolutely. Right. That's Jamie. My go-to. I can't get enough
Jamie?
Of it.
This is one of the very few things in the world that I haven't done. So we'll see if the porn industry can talk me into it.
Oh, they definitely will. If anybody can, it's them. Like, there's
if anybody can. Benjamin Franklin and his friends can definitely.
His posse. No,
at least in my experience in the business.
I'm trying to remember back to. We had somebody on one of our shows one time and they were talking about how they did anal in like the first, was it the first shoot that they did?
It was their very first shoot. Yeah.
It was their very first shoot. And you know, the take on it is like, you're smart to not come into the business doing it because then it gives you something to ascend to, you know, it gives something somebody, you know, people to look forward to and like whatever. I don't know. I'm not a big anal guy. It's not a thing.
My thought on it is I like to do it once
or twice. And then as long as I've done it, then I can just kind of hold it in my memory banks. Like, hey, I did this, but mm-hmm. I don't need to, it's not like something I need to pull out all the time.
Look,
Say that again.
If your partner enjoys it, great. Then you do it. But,
totally.
But, and here's the thing. My thought on it is there's a beautiful lubricated hole that only members of the opposite sex have.
Yep.
And I'd rather concentrate on that one.
Dan does have a very cute little butthole, though. It's like just tight and
my balloon knot.
Yep.
Like, you better not mention that again.
Dang.
What?
What happened to the performer?
The performer? Oh, wait. Who?
No, because she started doing anal off the first scene.
Oh, so no. She was still like right in the mix of it. Who I'm trying to, I'd have to look back through our like roster and see who it was.
It was a couple of shows. It was the Dirty Chick.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I found it interesting that
I'll go through the episodes here. I'll be right back. I'm gonna look at this.
It wasn't April.
Was it April O'Neil? No.
I don't know. Listen, whatever. Anyways, good episode of Cat's Curious, Dan. Good question. Tell Kathy to get her mind out of the gutter.
I know.
Maybe she just wants you to do butt stuff, dude. You ever thought about that?
Maybe.
She asked the blowjob question last week.
Better than vagina. Because
was it Bella Rose?
I feel like...
Oh, no. Bella just had her anal debut. Like, just recently.
It wasn't Stoya.
Bigger things in your ass than you can in your vagina, because for me, I could take way bigger things in my booty than I can in my vagina.
Really? Like, that doesn't scare you? Like when they like whip something out, it's just
like gigantic. I won't, like, I've been asked a bazillion times by Jules Jordan to do dread anally, and I keep saying no. It's not because I don't want to, because I know physically I cannot do it. I know myself. I cannot take Dredd's dick in my asshole or in my pussy for that either. So I don't want to get there and knowingly not be able to perform. And,
let me ask you this.
I think it was Judy Jolie.
Okay.
Huh?
I don't know who the fuck it was.
Dan, anyway. Who knows? Anyways,
we'll get back to you guys.
I have a question about giant porn dick. It's obviously like pretty much every guy you see on like, you know, a professional porn shoot is just like slinging, right? He's like got this monster thing. You could like throw it over his shoulder. It's like, I mean, it's just, it's
a porn guy.
Are there big differences? Like, I mean, obviously you have like your few like monsters, like on the side of the scale. That's just like, you know, you look at it, you're like, nope, stay away from me with that thing. Like whatever. But like the other guys, like, who, I guess here's a good question. Who's got the most attractive penis in porn?
Ooh.
There's many.
I was working with Sam Shock yesterday and he's pretty fine. So
yeah. And what about you, Nikki? Is there one memorable one that you could like think of that kind of comes to the top of your head?
Danny Mountain.
Okay. Now, my follow-up question to that is, why? Like, what makes it, is it pure size? Is it just aesthetics? Is it like, you know, like dickhead to like ball ratio? Like, how does that work?
It's because he knows how to make me come over and over again.
So it's not actually the penis itself. It's like the motion of the ocean.
Aesthetically, Jay wants to know, like, what makes a pretty penis?
That's a good question.
A pretty penis is something that has...
Symmetry.
Symmetry. Yeah. Like a nice piercing. You know.
I can't say what makes a penis pretty. I love all cock. Every cock comes in different shapes and sizes. So I don't want to judge any cock. As long as it's not like 1 inch, we're all good. Or 2 inches, we're good.
So 3 inches, you're good with? Or can we get that on video?
Okay.
let me ask you both this. All right. So have you ever met somebody, right? You saw it and you're like, when they first whipped it out, you're like, you know, I thought it was going to be better than that. But then they rocked your world with that. You know, they were an overachiever.
So what you're saying, Dan, is it's not necessarily about the penis. It's the person that's attached to it.
It's not the size of the pencil. It's how you write your name.
There you go.
If I have chemistry with the person, it's not big. The chemistry itself... It makes it feel big.
Okay.
Because
it feels good. So you assume that big is good or, you know, whatever. But, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Can make a dick feel 10 feet tall. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fuck, obviously, but, like, you know what I mean? It's chemistry also. Chemistry plays a big
I want to go back to the symmetrical comment.
Why, you have a non-symmetrical dick or something?
No, just wonder, like, this is like $1 million question. Nobody ever asks these questions. Like, everybody's like, oh, what boob size are you? Whatever. Like, no, it's a ridiculous, it's hilarious. I mean, like, these guys, like, that's what they got, man.
Are you high?
Like, yeah, a little bit.
Because I'm high, and this isn't, okay.
Whatever. Anyways.
The penis question.
Well, Dan was more, Dan liked anal way more.
Hold on. It was Kathy's anal question, and it's you brought up the dicks, Jay.
I did? All right. Whatever.
I'm going to confess to their dick size.
So, Dan, what do you say? Do we run into the weekly update? Is this where we're going, you think?
We'll do the weekly update.
All right, here we go. Okay? All right, so we're going to do a little show called Weekly Update with Jay. Now, why I don't see you guys on here is completely beyond that. So let me get you situated. Oh, now I see Nikki's legs. All right, there we go.
I see your legs, Nikki. You got to move it to the picture. See the picture? There you are. All right.
So
this segment, by the way, is Jay wanted to create something where he's like could show off his humor and be serious. He also wanted something where he was the biggest image on the screen.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And I did all of that, and I still get Dan to write half the jokes for me. So, you know, that's how it works. Anyways, kind of a, you know, it gives us an opportunity every week to run through some of the interesting things that have happened out here in the weird old United States and beyond, but mostly United States. Few interesting news stories, spark some conversation. I really just had to get away from symmetrical penises and buttholes. So we're just going to go ahead.
It's because you guys want to look at your dick sizes.
By the way, if you want to see this continue, Jay's dream, please contribute money right now because this costs a lot of money to produce. Look at that background.
Look at this. I mean, obviously. Like,
Jamie, Nikki, prepare to be amazed. Go ahead, Jay.
Ready.
And now, with the news, here's Jay.
Way to build it up, Dan. All right, listen. Story number one this week, right? Look at that fucking thing. A 9-pound goldfish was found swimming in a South Carolina lake this week. Specialists have conducted a practice called electrofishing, which they apparently stick this rod down into the water and they shock everything. And all the fish float up and they weigh them out and see how everything's going, whatever. The fish are unhurt. They're not hurt. They just float up to the top. They measure them and then they let them like swim away or whatever. So
I'm sure some die.
Whatever, they're fish. Anyways, in addition to this goldfish that they found, nine pounds. Look at the size of this thing. Like it's fucking enormous.
Food.
In addition to the goldfish, a 4.5-pound largemouth bass was found. The goldfish are not native to South Carolina, but they assumed that somebody like had let it go, you know, their fish tank or whatever. Since it was not an invasive species or didn't cause any issues with the lake, it was released back into the lake. But, you know, at the same time, when I look at it, I think they might want to rethink that because isn't that how the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle started? Dan?
I wrote that.
Oh, where'd you go? You guys just keep disappearing on me here.
That was
epic. All right, so, and now we're, see that? Now I can make people laugh at it too.
Which Ninja Turtle is that?
That, let's see, wait, what was it? Blue would have been Leonardo?
Okay.
I think so. I have no Anyways. Idea. All right, next story up. Dunkin' Donuts, customer, stabbed a team that was working there.
People, these things aren't free.
What's that?
Graphics, these things aren't free.
Look at these things. Like, so
yeah, that costs money to produce people.
A Dunkin customer ended up stabbing a teen worker because the flavor that he wanted for his coffee was not available. A customer was upset at this Dunkin that his donut flavored coffee wasn't available at Dunkin Donuts in Georgia, so he ended up stabbing a 17-year-old employee. The employee told the police that the man in the drive-thru grew angry due to him not being able to get what he wanted. The man was in a drive-thru. He drove away. He came back. He parked his car, came inside the store, reached across the counter, and stabbed the kid in the shoulder. The suspect is still at large. My word of advice is that you have to work at Dunkin' Donuts in Georgia and you're running low on anything. It's time to take a vacation.
What was my joke?
I don't know. I erased that one. Then I remembered to keep it.
You gotta save mine because we gotta try that one. If yours doesn't get any latch.
All right. So this one's brutal. New Jersey Amazon driver dumped packages in the woods, then claimed he was tossing feces. Police in South Jersey charged an Amazon driver after he was spotted allegedly tossing packages from the back of his delivery truck into a wooded area. Cops spotted the driver. He was throwing a large box from the van into the woods. The driver claimed that he was throwing his feces into the woods, but after further inspection, it was found that the boxes contained approximately $300 worth of goods. There are so many Jersey smell jokes here, though, that I literally couldn't narrow it down to one. So
yeah, I knew he would do that.
Jersey smells.
I am in New Jersey right now. I live in New Jersey. I was born in Jersey.
Yeah. So we're just going to move right past that one. The next one up. You ready? China flight attendants advised to wear diapers for COVID protection. All right. As the pandemic rages on, transportation officials around the world have been looking for ways to keep everyone safe on planes. But one of those suggestions that personnel like flight attendants wear disposable diapers so they don't need to use the bathroom has raised some eyebrows. All right. In other news, Pornhub has reported its newest category, Asian flight diaper porn. Dan, your joke was flight diapers when shitting in the vomit bag just won't do. So either way, we're just going to move on. The beauty of this one, Dan, though, it's found its way. Our last story of the segment, I have now decided to call this story the money shot. We're going to do it every week. I'm going to find like a different video, something that like absolutely. Last week we had a guy microwaving a glow stick that exploded in his face and his dad yelled. It was epic. But anyways, so this week we're going to go on and you know, hit President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, hate to go political, tested positive for COVID this week. But like, when you really think about it, like, look at this guy. Would you have thought that he would be capable of spreading such a horrible disease? Hold on, wait for it. Okay, put that sweat down, tap it a little bit, and then just rub it on you. You like that? Oh yeah, that's disgusting. Oh God, the fucking guy. Anyways, this is Weekly Update with Jay Handy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, you guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
That was a lovely segment. And I do personally think my flight attendant joke was way funnier.
I liked it. I actually liked that.
Thank you. That was very fun,
right?
Yeah, it was.
Nikki, you do a show on Vivid Radio every week, right? On Wednesdays at what time?
1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST, live on Vivid Sirius XM 415. Y la llamada para llamar es 855-998-4843.
So sexy.
La.
So, Nikki, before you did Vivid Radio, had you done radio before?
No, never. It's crazy.
Because you're a pro. I mean, and you've been doing it for a few years, and I'm sure you've found your flow, but like...
Five years now. Okay, so for me, when I got into the adult industry, I was so shy. My first feature, I couldn't even remember the darn lines. And when I got a camming contract, it actually helped me with talking and learning how to be dirty and learning how to get my voice out there. So girls, for advice out there, if you want to learn how to talk naughty and dirty, start camming. It teaches you a lot of things that you never thought you could do. So for myself, with that contract, I learned to be a slut verbally.
Right. So, a verbal slut. And I like it.
And so then I would get hired for Vivid Virgin, which is every Friday they would pick a porn star to come on the show. And I was getting picked quite a while for many times. And eventually they offered me a slot. And I fit the Latina category because they don't have many Latinas. And hey, Papi. Yeah, no,
Has Nikki hosted with our Sunday show before, Dan? Has she done her? She's done one of our shows.
That's kind of where Exotica TV was kind of born. It was born out of fucking boredom, and but. We started doing on the Sundays of every Vivid Radio broadcast live from Exotica every year, every show. Marcy. Hi, Marcy. She actually made the mistake of saying to Jay and I, hey, on the last show on the Sunday, would you guys like to host it? And we're like, sure, why the fuck not? So, this is at the end of the weekend.
You're cooked. The show would actually, literally, be like during, you've been drinking
during our lunch break or whatever. Yeah. But we're just like cooked from the weekend. And
usually, it's like Dan, our Vivid Radio shows in like 20 minutes. We need to go smoke some weed.
And we do the show, and we get like so many. It's every 10 minutes we have another guest on with us, right? It's like fucking speed dating.
And that's the thing. I love. I love this aspect of it. I could sit here and talk to you guys and a lot of people forever. It's the fucking production, the pre-production of this stuff. And like if I could just walk in and somebody could like hand me something
That's what you do with the Vivid thing when we do it, Jay. I'm the one who's got to go get.
No, that's what I do with Exotica TV too. Like, I mean, it's not, Dan does a lot of the legwork with this stuff and puts it all together. Cheers to Dan, because he's the man. And I'm lucky enough to kind of get it. When we were doing Exotica TV and doing multiple episodes a day, it was all hands on deck. And that shit is fucking tiring. Like, it's just...
Exhausting. We do it at ABN, at all the Exoticas now. And the only catch is that when we have you guys host, we also have also another host, like Aiden Starr.
Yeah, we have to be babysat.
Yeah, we do need to be babysat. Yeah,
we're not allowed to talk about shit jokes and stuff.
Well, that's the rule. On Vivid Radio, you're not allowed to talk about poop. But you know what I say to that, Dan? That's what I say to that.
No!
Yes, like yes. On Exotica TV, you're allowed to talk about poop. I mean, within reason. Mainly because some of our best Exotica stories revolve around poop.
Jamie, but you got to go on Nikki's show on Vivid Radio.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. We'll talk about that later. Sorry, guys.
We'll get you guys together. Because, you know, I realize, Jay, when we sign off of this thing, it's not like the old system that we used to use where everybody would go there. So we just sign off and we all disappear. So yeah,
well if you hold on until the last outro video plays, then everybody's still there. But everybody just, once it goes off, they're like, see it. It's been fun.
Anyway, so we're not hanging up on you when we do that. But no, you should do that. And I mean, Jamie, I mean, you're enjoying yourself so far in all this stuff, right? I mean, you've just been immersed in everything. You've gone from gangbangs on pool tables and
to gangbangs on pool tables on film.
On
film. No gangbangs yet, but
okay.
No group sex, sorry.
Okay.
But what does it become a gangbang and not group sex? Because, like, all right, so let me
ask
you this.
Difference?
Think about it. Educate me here, please. Because if it's a gangbang, right, you're having sex with multiple guys.
Yes.
If it's it could be multiple women too. But don't.
Group sex. Are you guys all switching partners in the group sex?
Typically, yeah. Yeah.
And so you're having sex with multiple guys. So what's the group sex in a gangbang?
I think the sheer number of people.
One person.
And it's one person. Yes. That's the difference.
If I wasn't attached, I would drop it right now.
My view on a gangbang would be the girl gets fucked in the pussy and ass. And if it's one girl and five guys, one in the mouth, one in the butt, and then one in the mouth.
See, and Jay, that's all hands on dick.
Yeah, so all the dicks are being utilized. One here.
Okay, no, this all makes sense. Now, let me ask you this, Jamie. Have you... In a relationship, have you been like in the lifestyle, like the swinger side of it, or have you been single and just kind of out there and ready to mingle, like a little bit of both? Like, how does that work?
Oh, I always have like five boyfriends simultaneously. Yeah,
they know about each other.
And girlfriends.
Do they all know about each other though? Like, you guys are all like
absolutely yes, absolutely. It's more fun that way.
Polyamorous, yeah. I love it. I love it.
You know, yeah. I think that I missed out living on the East Coast. I feel like this doesn't happen like the same way on the East Coast. I feel like it's a West Coast thing.
It is really.
In New York, I don't see any of this really happening.
Because it's fucking cold. Everybody's got too many clothes on.
Yeah, I'm from New York, but I've never heard of a swinger party in New York City ever. I mean.
See?
There's probably millions of them.
I'm sure there are. You know, oh, by the way. Another news thing that I wanted to mention, I probably should have put it into the news show or whatever, but did you guys get, I got it as a Google or as a news alert on my iPhone that
apparently last week
about the swinger thing?
Naughty New Orleans.
Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're talking about this week. There was a swinger convention in New Orleans. What was it in September that had like 44 people test positive for COVID. And the person that ran it was like, you know, if we just knew now back then what we know now, it's like, motherfucker, this was in September. Like, what more do you need to know? Like, this, that's not going to work. Like, it's not, you know, it's not right. So yeah, apparently there's still lifestyle people out there swinging, you know, so it's, I don't know. You got to be a little bit kind of crazy for it, but
it's insane. It's just insane.
It kind of is. Yeah. So, all right, Dan, what else you got? Anything fun?
I don't know. What did we even start this? How long has the show been running, Jay?
I have one thing. Can you guys do this? It's like a little trick, a party trick. So,
yes. I love this stuff.
Kind of like,
I thought
I can do it.
Uh-oh.
really good.
I mean, I think if can you roll your tongue? Can everybody roll their tongue?
Nope.
No.
No, but that trick today, you did it really good. I'm stuck.
Can you do the
now.
Look at tying the chair stems together trick?
No.
Which one?
Tying which a chair.
Where you take the cherry out of your drink and tie the stem together in your mouth.
Can't do that. Nod.
If you can do that, you're good at it.
Well then, amen, sister. I can do it. It takes me a little while. I got to work at it, but I can.
I used to feel the blow, like little bubbles off my tongue, like little spit bubbles.
Tried
they would float in the air.
I feel like even like
I
as a.
Do it, Nikki.
By the way, Dan can definitely do it because his head game is strong. Okay, it's it is. Yeah, it's.
He wishes. You wish, bitch. I sound like what's his name, Nathan Lane or whatever he's fucking
doing. which doesn't help your argument in any way.
Robert Williams is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Where was he? He was in the movie with Robert Williams where he dressed in drag. What was that?
To Wong Fu.
Club.
I don't know.
No, the club thing in Miami.
I don't know.
Birdcage.
Okay. Take your word for it there, Danny Boy.
You never saw the Birdcage?
In drag? Dressed in drag, or was it a movie?
Nathan Lane. No, Nathan Lane did. They were a gay couple that owned the Birdcage.
Oh,
and
God.
By the way, even though this is a happy hour, neither of you guys are drinking or smoking. Jamie, I know you said you have a big paper you got to write.
Oh, and I'm also incredibly hungover, so that
helped. What is your paper that you're writing right now, just to make me feel like a moron?
Oh, man. It's on the question of whether speech as a provocation to political.
You lost me.
Is the equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theater.
Okay, in English?
No, dude, that's a journalism thing, Dan. You should know this. Like the whole idea of like, you know, free speech versus like actually endangering people with your speech or whatever.
Yes, I understand.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah.
So we can't go on here and say people quick donate to us because you don't need your money anyway because the world is ending tomorrow.
Right. Let's buy more cryptocurrency and maybe a PlayStation 5. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like
definitely have to donate to the show because it's a great cause and these things are fun actually. I mean, I'm having a good time. I'm learning new things and definitely guys, it's a good cause and I want to have more shows go on.
She wants us to have a PlayStation 5.
Jay wants a PlayStation 5.
I really do. I don't. I just need it for a Christmas gift. You know what? I wish.
Wait.
We should do an Amazon wish list.
Whatever stars are here, everybody, please. Nikki, do you have a wish list?
I do. Yeah, I just got a fan to send me.
All right, here's the deal.
Wait.
What?
No, I want to hear. What was the fan going to send?
He's sending me. Well, I've gotten so much stuff, but the gift that I got from him was I did Ancestry DNA. He's sending me the 23andMe and also one for my dog.
Nikki, would you be opposed to putting on your wish list a PS5 digital edition?
No, go for the DVD edition. And go all in.
DVD edition. and for whatever, you know, it may or may not, you may or may not loan it to Jay to use for his son who.
No,
really,
I'll buy
really
it from you. He's just, somebody's got to get it.
Text it to me.
Okay. One thing I've realized in doing this, like you girls are so much better than us at this.
That's
amazing. That is,
that's why people, I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, smart guy, but not big enough bucks to actually get those tips. Well, again, going back to like what we've done with all of this stuff, like. Dude, my like mad props to people, the webcam girls that get on these things every day and do this. Because this shit, the technology around it is crazy. The process in which you do it is crazy. The settings in which you do it are crazy. The promotion is like, I mean, there's so many. Like so many people just assume that you like turn on the webcam and money starts like pouring in. And when you actually like sit and talk to some of these girls and like some of their setups and rigs and the processes that they go through, it's intense, man. And like, and that we're doing it ourselves. And like, I mean, I think the first 10 minutes of the show proves how fucking hard this shit is, you know,
I couldn't hear anyone. It was on my end, my laptop.
So, well, you know what, Nikki, at least
what could possibly go wrong?
The last time that we did this, if you'll remember, your laptop, we had it out in the heat and it overheated like halfway through the show. So, remember
that? That's right. Yeah. And I think we had to go on my phone or something. Yeah, I think
Yes, you did.
But you know what? Anytime we ever saw a woman in a bikini poolside from that point on, we warned them and we told them the great Nikki Delano story, which, the way, I forgot. I had a note for myself here, Jay, to discuss something. We were trying to talk about something with Ginger Lynn, how she got us all that money.
Mm-hmm.
That was a show that Sarah Vandella walked off on.
Have you? Oh, no, it was Christy. Christy, you mean? Not
Christy, Christy yeah. Canyon.
So we got.
I think that must have been Sarah, you know, because I.
Sarah like fucking just like signed off like 2 minutes into the show.
Sarah got mad and had enough of us, and she
really interesting to do.
She lasted like 2 minutes into the show, and she was like, "Fuck you guys!" and just clicked and turned off. And kept going.
Disconnected. Oh, she got man. Mad.
I think maybe they were just like pity tips. They were like, "Oh man, these guys just got like shit on. here's $10. It's the least I could do."
What, Jamie?
You gotta do like the menu, like the cam girls do. Like if they send you $1, dude, you'll like, I don't know, like
for $20, Dan will put his fist in his butt.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'll be the first one in line for that. Like,
I'll put my fist in Jay's butt.
Ooh, no, that's way more than $20, Dan. That's at least $30.
I'd say $1,000.
Okay, seeing the size of Dan's fist, I'm gonna say $40.
$1,000.
Oh, see, and that's why you guys have all the right answers. You know the right numbers to ask for, and you know.
Have you ever seen going back to Jay's dick questioning before?
have you ever seen my symmetrical dick?
Have you ever seen a dick where you said no fucking way?
Yeah,
like it branched off in two spaces or something.
No, where the size, head was a mushroom, and it completely was so big of a mushroom that I was like. Mushroom head. I mean, obviously, some
like
dicks portobello?
Like
mushrooms.
Right.
Yeah, no.
There's always a little bit of mushroom to them, right? It's just how much.
But pure mushroom, like it was this big of a mushroom, and like.
And a very little stock.
Little stock. But the mushroom was like.
By the way, so here's that's kind of how. Here's an interesting fact. Did you know that? Do you know why men's penises are shaped like that?
Isn't it to tug rival sperm out of?
Yes, it is. That's the. You know what, Jamie? See, she's a smart girl. Like it's apparently designed so that when a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina, that, like she said, that mushroom kind of like pulls the other person, anybody that's been in her before, out and puts theirs in.
Interesting.
Interesting, right? Yeah, I.
That's awesome.
Jamie, what was your GPA in high school?
A lot higher than
4.2.
4.2. You could actually get above a 4.
So are you, yeah, that's a thing now. So are you a classic overachiever, Jamie? Is that that's how we'd like? Were you?
Valedictorian?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I think I'm just an overachiever in all things. That's why I couldn't just be a regular slut. I had to go like
super slut.
Do it on camera.
All right, nice.
Yeah. So wait, so were you valedictorian of your high school? Were you valedictorian?
No, I was in the running though.
Yeah. And what'd you get in your SAT?
It was out of 1600, like a 1540.
You were like, Dan, what'd you get on your SATs?
Out of 1600, on me?
Yeah.
I thought I was smart. I got a fucking 1280.
Okay. I don't even want to tell you what I got.
What'd you get?
I don't even want to say it.
What'd you get?
980.
We should have sucked the proctor's dick.
Apparently. I didn't have Dan's skill set back then.
Hey, that's pretty gnarly.
Dude.
I was a teacher's pet in school. I was like, I was the overachiever. I always wanted to do my best, and I would always ask the teacher for extra credit. And no, I wasn't a slut. I wasn't naughty. I was very, very modest and conservative, and cha 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 cha. What is that?
I don't know. Just a lot of smiley faces and big hearts. So I figured.
I was a conservative. I was a teacher's pet, and I'm always been the smallest one in the room. So
what made you take the different path? Like, what made you take that turn? Was there a specific thing, or did it just kind of progress?
I told you guys I graduated with a degree in forensic psychology.
Right.
And I wanted to do FBI profiling and work with what's that word? Trafficking, human trafficking.
Okay.
I had a brain fart. So anyways, I was modeling as a hobby, and it kind of ended up being more than just modeling. I kind of got scouted by MindGeek, and at first I wasn't going to do it, but as I mentioned, it was a revenge type thing up against my boyfriend who cheated on me, and I was like, fuck you, guess what? I'm gonna fuck you on camera, and you're gonna see it, and your friends are gonna see it, and there's no taking it back. This is the ultimate revenge, because guess what? This is the ultimate proof that I cheated on you, because you cheated on me, you piece of shit.
Okay. It makes sense. Totally. So a gradual turn. Now, Jamie, on your end, I mean, were you like hypersexualized, like, you know, early and on, or was it something like a decision? Was it a?
She was having sex at a pool table at a fucking concert.
Yeah, but that could have been. You know, she's been in the business for a whopping like 60 days, so like that could have been 200 days ago. You know, like I'm saying, like through high school or beginning of college, that type of thing. Like, were you always interested in sex, or was it just something that kind of like developed later?
Oh no, I have been a pure hedonist since like day one.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Man.
Sex is my like greatest hobby. I know everyone in this biz says that, but like this is
no. But I actually believe you. Like the difference is that a lot of people are like, oh yeah, like I, you know, this is what I'm into it. But like, it sounds like you talk the talk, or you walk the walk before you ever even talk the talk. So.
I was thinking. This
devilish grin. Like, she has the angel face.
I agree.
But the grin.
She looks sweet and spicy at the same time. Yeah.
Yes,
yep. Add that to your promo.
She says sex is her hobby. I don't think I have a hobby. Do you have a hobby, Jay?
Oh, I got a ton of hobbies.
No, they're not. No, you don't have a ton of hobbies. You have a ton of things you enjoy doing. A hobby is something that you're really dedicated to, and you know, something that you just want to do. You know, that you concentrate all your things on that one thing.
I masturbate every morning before I get out of bed.
Again, not a hobby.
Hell yeah.
Seems like that's not a habit. No, I could stop whenever I want to, Dan.
Morning, masturbate.
We go to a city, right? And we go to, you
know. Oh, God, don't even go. Really? Do we need to go here?
I'm doing this. Okay. We talked about this once before. Dude, we've talked about you putting a fleshlight in the fucking dishwasher.
Whatever.
We can talk about that.
Whatever.
My fleshlight came out on the last time I spoke. I didn't have it.
Don't give it to Jay, because I'll use it and put it in the dishwasher.
No way. I think it'll mess it up.
Fuego and Fantastico.
Yeah, Fuego and Fantastico are my fleshlights.
That's great.
Yeah. They literally molded it to the same molded,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's high-tech technology. But I had fans post up reviews, and they said that mine is the most realistic feeling they've ever had.
Dude, listen.
They get intimate with me. They get to enjoy mine.
I've said before, like, fleshlights are they are an amazing device. Like, they really are... I mean, they're hyper realistic. They're ridiculous, but the problem comes literally in after you come, like, because then you have that moment of realization where you're like, "What have I done with my life?" Like, I'm sitting here. I got this like thing attached to me. I'm out of it. You know, like
myself.
You're like, "Oh my God, what?" What have I done? And then like you got to clean it. So there's like a little bit of shame in like cleaning it and like going through the process, whatever. You finish it, and then it just kind of looks at you from the other side of the room until you use it again. So you know it's yeah. No, I've got a long run. I've got a long run in with Tegan Presley's fleshlight. It lasted for like a couple weeks in my house.
Only a couple weeks. Wow.
Because at the end of the day, it was either sitting in like the drying rack somewhere, or like what I just I like finally there was like that one day where I was just like, yeah, I'm not even gonna clean this thing. We're done. It was also weird because I'm friends with Tegan, and like it was just kind of like, I don't know.
Anyways. Like you're at her baby shower.
I was at her baby shower, yet I had her fleshlight on me. So yeah.
So
when I go to the next time, I'll bring
please do
the butthole and the vagina, and then we there can talk go, about Jack. It on the air.
I like
and
it.
And then one can take the butthole home, and the other can take the vagina.
Dan calls
here's
butthole.
The interesting thing about so I was my entry into the adult industry was 97, and I was
1897.
1897. I was editing. The Puritanical Journal of Utah. I don't fucking know. But no, I was the 1997. I was the editor of Genesis Magazine, and I, you know, we used to get products in to review, and we got a fucking fleshlight. It was the original fucking fleshlight, which, you know, probably would be worth something now. I would think.
I'm sure it probably but would it be.
It was ridiculous. It looked like fucking, you know, like thin, you know, round top, and you just opened it, and it was just, you know, this much fucking silicone in it. Just looked like a stupid cartoon vagina. It didn't even look like a vagina, really. It just like had the fucking thing that you just stick your dick in there. And yes, I'm like, look at this. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe that nobody will ever buy this. And then, you know, look at it now. Yeah, they showed me.
Dude, it's like when I watched Dancing with the Stars and I said, this is the worst show ever known to man. This will never
Masked
work.
Singer. I'm telling you, the Masked Singer.
And now, like, 18 seasons later, that shit is still fucking around. Like, it's just, you know, every once in a while you got a bad call.
Every bit. It's like the grease too.
Oh man. Anyways.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, yeah. Now that we've made up for our like tech support 10 minutes in the beginning. We're starting to wrap up on the happy hour-ish. Dan, do your thing.
Nikki, remind everybody where they can find you online.
You guys can find me online at on my Instagram. Oh yeah, there you go. My Instagram and my Twitter. They're both verified at Nikki Delano, NIKKIDELANO. And what's the little lock you thingy?
OnlyFans.
Okay, and that's my fan center. Okay, perfect. That's your fan center.
So there. Perfect. You always know. You know a veteran of the industry when you can look at their social media like this, and it's all their name.
Everything.
Like, because it's now, it's like fucking gymnastics trying to like pick usernames and go through. I'm sure, Jamie, you've probably gone through the process of it. Like, it's wild. So when you see Nikki's name on there, you know that she probably signed up for Twitter when Twitter started and got it rolling, just like us.
And I got verified too, so I was able to keep my handles. And I mean, you can still get deleted even if you're verified. Yeah. So it's a process. But yeah. And then also, last but not least, go follow. Well, check me out on Vivid every Wednesday at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST. Vivid Sirius XM 415.
Yeah. Love our Vivid TikTok. Radio.
Jamie, where can everybody find you online?
Wait.
Oh, there it is. At Jamie Jett XXX on Twitter, and that is Jet with two T's, like Joan Jett. and then at Jamie Jett Official on Instagram and sexpanther.com/Jamie-Jett. And go follow me on Twitter because that is where the news of my OnlyFans announcement is going to be happening.
Yeah.
And that's coming in January, you said, right?
Yes, and I'm making content for it. So anyone who's got weird fetishes should let me know now, so I can make sure I make stuff with them.
Dan, you're gonna need to send her an email later.
Nikki, don't forget to put that PS5 on your. I'll email it to you for Jay's son.
Dan's on it.
He'll buy it from you.
Dan's on it.
About it.
Liquid cash.
And don't forget to text it. But also, guys, I was saying something and you completely shut me out.
Dan cut you off.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, my TikTok is Nikki Delano XO. And one more thing that's coming out, I'm having my own personal bong. It's absolutely incredibly looking. It's gorgeous.
What is it?
Oh, a bong. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. By the way, I got to imagine, Nikki, you destroy the world on TikTok, don't you? Like, you must get so many views on that shit. Like, it's ridiculous.
Maybe. I know.
She's probably TikToking right now.
She probably is.
Are you TikToking right now?
Maybe. No, not right now, though. I'm not.
Well, thank you, guys.
As my daughter would say, we're boomers, Jay.
Dan, what did you learn today? What's your takeaway today?
What, boomer?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, because I'm high now. But no, I learned that Jamie's really fucking smart.
Yep.
We know that Nikki loves to dance and show off her ramen booties.
And she's smart too.
That's very smart. Well, we know she's smart.
Criminology.
I learned about symmetrical penises, and I'm just going to leave it at that. That's really all I need to learn about today. Oh, and the terrifying mushroom heads. Yes.
And I learned never
small
to
stock, big off. Head.
I learned to never even probably touch a pool table in a public establishment ever again.
No. Come on, Dan. Just don't lick your fingers.
Yep.
So that's it. So, guys, look, everybody, ladies, thank you and for joining us. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week for another thing. And guys, we're going to be wrapping up our year, man. So
next week's our last show of the year. Then we're done.
Maybe we got to talk.
Whatever. Dan's trying to get me to do other shit. But
everybody, numbers going up. Wear your fucking mask so the world can get back to normal. We could do fucking shows, and you don't have to see us here every Friday. So.
Seriously, we're way more attractive when we're in the staff office.
Yes, you want to see them. So for everybody here from Exotica.tv, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
I love you, boy.